Next, I'd like to introduce a woman who was in the U.S. Army for 29 years and retired as a colonel. She was 16 years in the U.S. Diplomatic Corps and served in Somalia, Sierra Leone, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and reopened the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan in December 2001. She was one of the three diplomats who resigned in March 2003 in opposition to the war in Iraq, and she now counts herself in the rank of the peacemakers, not the war makers. Please welcome Anne Wright.
Well, good evening. This is a very important event that we have here. It's time for us as citizens, on conscience, in conscience, to take some actions. I myself, I resigned in opposition to the war in Iraq 2.5 years ago. It didn't meet, to me, the qualifications of a war. A good war, a just war, and now all wars are bad. We didn't go to the United Nations Security Council to try to get an authorization for that war, because the United Nations Security Council wasn't about to give it to the United States for this, what everybody on the council knew was an illegal war. And in fact, there were, you know, I was one of three diplomats that resigned, but there were other people around the world that were resigning. Do you happen to know that the deputy legal counsel of the British equivalent to the State Department, their foreign and commercial office, she resigned in March of 2003, calling what was going to happen an illegal war of aggression. I mean, our nations have been put on notice that the Iraq war was going to be illegal. Okay, so I resigned, three others resigned here in America, others resigned in Britain, but our nations went to war. So now what do we as citizens do? What do we do now? Do we have these responsibilities? And Marcus says, yes, we do. And I totally agree with him. I think it's up to us now. We have got to be doing more acts of disobedience. We have got to show, we've got to take our government back. We've got to show our government that the people know what's right, because certainly this administration doesn't know what's right. A couple of days ago, I was listening to our new Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And Condoleezza Rice was in a rather arrogant and rude way stiffing the US Congress. They were asking legitimate questions of, do we have a plan for Iraq? Silence. No plan. What about, we've been hearing things about Syria and Iran. We've been hearing that the administration is discussing military options for Syria. And what was the comment from the Secretary of State? Only the second time that she had appeared before this committee, the first time being when she was confirmed in February of 2005. Her comment was essentially, it's none of your business. One senator said, well, you know, you do have to consult with the Congress. We did give you an authorization for Iraq, but we haven't given anything for Syria. Condoleezza Rice, our Secretary of State, essentially thumbed her nose at the Congress. Well, I, as a citizen now, not a federal government employee after 35 years, just an ordinary citizen sitting in that hearing room, thought, you know, these guys and gals in the Congress let us down before on Iraq. They sold us down the river. They were bamboozled by this administration. So I thought, well, you know, I've already given up my career on this war in Iraq, and I've now been arrested one time in front of the White House 2 weeks ago. Yay. Part of 373 people that were arrested. And were any of you arrested during that? Yes, well done, thank you. So I thought, well, here we go. I mean, I'm doing things I never thought I would do in my whole life. So I stood up in the middle of the congressional hearing and said, stop the killing, stop the war. You, the Congress, sold us down the river before. You cannot do this again. You can't let this woman be a part of a killing machine in Syria. Stop the war. Stop the war in Syria. Don't go into Iran. Well, so, I mean, this is the first time I'd ever done this before, and I didn't know that you have to plan these things ahead. You have to have, like, you know, 30 seconds or a minute of protest things, or you've got to have a whole group of people behind you. And I was hoping that, you know, some of the people in the audience would take this up, you know, surely somebody here. Well, I heard some murmurs, but nobody started saying anything. So the policeman that was on the side of the, you know, the hearing room started coming toward me, and it was like, gosh, I wish he'd hurry up because I've run out of things to say. I've got to plan this better next time. So I started in the thing, you know, stop the war. Don't let her start another war here. Keep that woman. Don't let her. You know, and finally the policeman came up and said, oh, excuse me, you'd have to come with me. And I said, okay, fine, I will. Well, everything was quiet in the whole room. Everything was still quiet. And you think, well, I seem to have the attention, so I will go out in glory again. So it was, well, stop the killing. Stop the war. You know, all the way out the door. And it was exhilarating. It wasn't scary. It wasn't scary at all. It was saying that on behalf of the people of the United States that we want the Congress, you're the guys and gals that let this thing happen before, and you cannot let it happen again. So I appeal to you all, go down to the Congress, go down to Washington and sit every single time one of our senior leaders is giving testimony. And if you feel that the Congress is being bamboozled, if you as American citizens are being bamboozled, stand up right there and say so. I'll tell you, the Congress appreciates it because the chairman of that committee, Senator Lugar, could have had me arrested. They took me outside, had me, you know, give all the particulars, and then were waiting for a decision from the chairman of whether or not he wanted me arrested. About 5 minutes later, here came a policeman saying, the chairman does not want to have her arrested. So, how about that? So the Congress is looking for us to buck them up. I mean, they're not noted for their spines, and we are their spines. So please join me in Washington for two things. One is certainly every time there's a congressional hearing on every issue of importance to us, and that seems to be everything that the Congress is talking about now, but particularly the war in Iraq. Please go down there and buck up the spine of the Congress. The other thing is, I need 2,000 volunteers, 2,000 people that will join me and others in Washington the day after the tragedy of the 2,000th American that's killed in Iraq. We want to have 2,000 people come to Washington and be arrested in front of the White House. We owe it to those 2,000 people that have died in this false war, sent to a false war, to those 2,000 families that have suffered great losses. There have to be 2,000 of us in this country that are so concerned about this war that we're willing to go and spend a day in doing an act of civil disobedience against a war. So I ask you, how many of you all know how much it costs to get in a car of six people and drive to Washington? It costs you $5 a piece. Yeah, maybe the gas price is $10 a piece. How many of you all would join me probably next week to come to Washington and be part of 2,000 people to show this administration that we want this war to end? Good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, the rest of you all that weren't able to hold your hands up right now, think about it, because it's really important. You know in your heart, the reason you're here is that you know that we have got to do something to get this war ended. And by sitting on our behinds, that's not where it is. I mean, and I, as a you know, 35-year veteran of government employment, for me to be up here, standing here saying, you know, we got to take to the streets. We got to have a revolution. We got to do this civil disobedience, peaceful, nonviolent, but we've got to physically show this government that we want this war to end. This tribunal is great. I am so glad to be here. These are the charges. These are the indictments that ultimately, I believe, will bring this administration down. So thank you all so much for your spirit, and let's get some backbone and stop them. Thanks.